Welcome to Minutes of Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Please enjoy.
He knew that he was going to beat with a cat of nine tails. He knew that he was going to be hung up and strung out on that cross. But for the joy that was before him. When you win someone to Christ, that's that joy before you. It's exciting. You say, oh, I got all this other stuff to do. I'm busy. But he focused on the joy that was before him. He said he endured. You will never endure until you have that joy. You're never going to do it until you understand that joy, that mission. He said, despising the shame, and he sat down at the right hand of the throne of God. And there he is making intercessions for us now. God, man, this is good. A soldier. I'm almost done. We're talking about a soldier here. Here's the last points I want to give you. You may be missing in action, MIA, and weren't on the field. You may have been AWOL, absent without official leave. But the good news is you can come back. God has already won the war. You know, I've lost some battles. Even this week, I lost some battle. But thank God, He has won the war. And He says we can come back and get ready to go out and change the world from Him. You know, just think about Jonah. He ran. He was sent on a mission. He was missing in action. But let me give you a secret here. When God asks you to do something, you're going to do it willingly or involuntarily. He said, every knee shall bow. So those people say, there's no God, I'm not going to bow. Listen to me. Every knee shall bow. You can do it now and be saved, or you can do it later when He brings His wrath. But you will do it. So it's best to do it the way God tells you to do. And then we talked about the prodigal son. Or if you think about the prodigal son, he was missing in action. He loved the world. But where did that lead him at? In a pig pen. The world will always squeeze the juice out of you and leave you in that pig pen, and then you have to go back. But I love that story. That father there was just looking afar off. Everybody like, why is this guy always looking? Because he knew that his son would come back. God knows that you're going to come back. I believe that this church wants to witness for Christ. And I often wonder, why am I here at this time? God knows that that's my gift. I want to help you there. If you know, these last 2 months, we've simply been talking about winning souls. God is ready to use Trinity to do great things. Are you ready? I'll end on this. Ask yourself this question. Am I a good soldier for Jesus Christ? Let's pray. Father God, it's once again that we come in the mighty name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Lord, we just thank you for your word, how powerful your word is. Lord God, and as you called us to be a good soldier, Lord God, even no doubt I can even do better. Lord God, I ask that you just continue to, Lord God, let me remove all the distractions that Satan have put in my path that I may focus on you. And Lord, I pray for everyone that's listening to this message today that, Lord God, they can reevaluate their priorities and ask themselves that question, am I a good soldier for Christ? Lord God, because we all want to hear you say one day, well done, thy good and faithful servant. So Lord, tonight as we dismiss, give us safety to our destinations. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's word is life.